Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield hosting today's program Tuesday, the second day of the week, right here on Family Life Perspectives. So glad you've taken time to turn the station on this morning and listen to our program. With me in the studio today and all week is Eric Nordquist. Eric is a psychotherapist at Perspectives Counseling Centers, and he has agreed to talk to us all week long, the subject, taming the tiger, anger. Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks, Chris. It's good to be back again today on Tuesday.
And you know, yesterday you did such a good job of defining anger and talking about the different types of anger that we find in different people. Mm-hmm. Some people don't get to listen. Some people just need a good review. Can you recap it for us?
Sure can. Webster's Dictionary defines anger as a strong feeling of displeasure and usually of antagonism. And we talked yesterday a little bit about how anger can have such a wide range. It can be anything from frustration and irritation to rage and losing control. So we've got to be careful when we say the word anger. That means a lot of things to different people. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I mentioned yesterday, anger is a secondary emotion. It's almost always linked to other feelings like disappointment, hurt, frustration, or fear. So a lot of times people become angry, but the real reason their anger is being triggered is because they've been very disappointed, they've been hurt, they're frustrated about something, or they're really afraid. I mean, you think about fear and anger, you don't really make that connection in your head automatically. But if you've ever seen a mother's child get hurt on the playground in front of her, she is mad and she's scared. So she runs over to the child, and then she usually gets pretty mad at the kid or some other kid that pushed her kid down. So that's a pretty good example.
I love that you pointed that out, Eric, because so often you do hear, "Why are you mad at me?" Or and the person may come, "Well, I'm not angry. I'm frustrated at you." Or I'm scared you're going to hurt yourself, and so my voice is raised, and I appear to be angry.
Yep.
But I'm really not angry in the true sense of the word.
Right. We talked about yesterday, anger is kind of an energizing emotion. It's something that propels you to talk more, raise your voice, do something physical. So as it gets stronger towards the stronger side of the scale, it actually is a helpful emotion. When I work with adults that have been abused as kids, that's one of my specialties. It's their anger about what happened that will give them the energy to work it through, to get through the process and the healing. So again, you mentioned anger is a God-given emotion. We all have anger. It's just a matter of taming it. And because if it left untamed, it can destroy relationships. People can lose jobs. People can commit violent acts. And you have the whole gamut.
And you mentioned yesterday two different types of anger where the first three were not healthy. Can you review those for us?
I sure can. Aggressive anger is kind of what we think of with a bully or someone that's just out there with their anger. It's kind of overt. It shows no regard for other feelings. I think I mentioned it's kind of an I win, you lose philosophy. So this kind of anger is, you know, I'm all over you and I am going to dominate you. That's aggressive anger. Passive anger is the exact opposite, where I have no anger, I swallow my anger, I stuff my anger back inside, I may even deny that I feel angry. And this can set people up for a variety of physical issues, stomach problems, IBS, headaches, those kind of things. And so that's not healthy either. Then we mentioned the passive aggressive anger, and we called this one the sniper. A lot of people have this, and it's where you basically make sarcastic comments or underhanded actions that make people upset, but then you deny the fact that that was your intent. So it's kind of like a karate chop to the liver, and then, no, I didn't do it. You know, that wasn't a problem. What's wrong with you?
Right.
I was
right.
just joking.
Right. Oh, I love that. I was just kidding. I get that a lot from my granddaughter.
Yeah, my daughter too. And then, of course, the healthiest one is assertiveness. So I guess we're calling that a type of anger, but it's a way of expressing being upset. And we said yesterday that assertiveness is stating one's own needs clearly, taking into account others' feelings. You don't step on others' toes or attack them. This is the best style. This is where other people respect you and you respect other people as you're talking about what your needs are. And this is a very straightforward, no games approach to being upset. It's a way of saying, using I messages, like if I was upset with you, Chris, I feel frustrated when you are late, for instance, repeatedly. And I wish that we could get started on time because my client load gets all pushed back mm-hmm. when you're not here on time. That would be an assertive way to say, this is upsetting me and this is what I would like from you.
You know, when you talk about assertiveness, that being the healthy anger, mm-hmm. and we're going to refer to the scripture all week long where Jesus said, be angry, but sin not. And I just think that just fits right into that definition of assertiveness. I'm telling mm-hmm. you something. Mm-hmm. I'm not wanting to hurt you,
right.
but this is upsetting me. We need to talk. We need to come yep. to some kind of compromise so I don't have these feelings
yep.
or you don't have them.
Yes.
We need to take a break. When we come back, as you label the types of anger. Can we talk about how some people express their anger in unhealthy ways? Can
sure
we do
can.
That?
We can, yep.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy. Even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Christina Broomfield hosting today, Tuesday, right here on Family Life Perspectives. Just before our break, talking with Eric Nordquist, therapist at Perspectives Counseling Centers, about the types of anger and really pointing out that this assertiveness anger is really the best way to express that God-given emotion that God gave us. But there's a lot of ways that people express anger mm-hmm. that aren't very healthy. And as our listeners are tuning in, if it was me out there listening in the car, I'd be listening real close. Ooh, which one am I? Can you go down and tell us, what are some ways that people express it?
Kind of, I think we're talking about styles of anger expression,
okay.
I think is what you're saying. The first one would be kind of the powder keg. This person is kind of ready to blow at any time. One moment they're fine, the next they're exploding. This person kind of clears the air, gets it off his or her chest, and then it's over. So this might be more into the aggressive anger that we talked about yesterday. And some reasons people do escalate and get out of control with their anger is they feel they have no other choice. To demonstrate an image of strength and power, to avoid expressing underlying emotions. Remember we said that underlying anger, there's always hurt, disappointment, fear, other emotions. You can, it may be a response to being taught in your family of origin that this is how you express anger, you just blow up on people. Or maybe you don't have the communication skills to talk through your anger or to use that assertive style of anger that we said is most productive. So the powder keg, that's number one.
Blow up.
Blow up. The tea kettle is number two. This person takes a while to heat up, and you can tell an explosion is on the way, and the cooling down period takes a while too. So this is kind of somebody that simmers, I guess you could say.
Okay.
So it's a little more gradual, maybe not quite the explosion you get with the powder keg, but you can see it building. You get upset, and then it kind of goes back down. This along related to that one is called the ember, which we will also say like a hot coal. This person is a slow burn. This person is always angry, but you never know when the coal is going to catch on fire. So this is kind of a person that seethes all the time.
They kind of live in a state of anger.
Exactly. Some level of it always. And it's like chronic low-level anger, but it will come through as strong anger some of the time. And then the last one is, we could call this kind of the balloon, the anger expression style of a balloon, or we could also say this is someone that's kind of a stuffer. And this person seems calm and flexible. They carry a lot of stress inside with no warning of the pressure building until they explode. They very quickly return to passivity. So this is sort of someone that's very rarely angry, but then becomes angry once in a while when they've stuffed so much down that they can't hold it anymore. And reasons we might stuff anger are fear of hurting or offending someone. Number two, the fear of being disliked or rejected. So you may not want to express anger in a healthy way. Or the fear of losing control. If I'm afraid I'm going to blow up, I might not even want to let it get started. So I might squelch it all. And then another reason you might become a balloon or a stuffer of your anger is that you feel it's not okay to be angry. You might be a person that's been taught or came to realize or got the idea somewhere that, you know, Christians shouldn't be angry, mm-hmm. or it's not okay to be angry. So you just stuff it down. I've been working with a client that was kind of in this situation where she was so angry at some things that had happened to her at her church, but she didn't think it was right to express it. So she's just stuffed it all down to the point where she got into quite a depression, mm-hmm. and wasn't functioning well at all at home. And then the last reason someone might stuff their anger is fear of damaging or losing a relationship. So again, you know, if I don't realize there's an assertive way to do it, if it's all or nothing anger, if I'm either not going to say a thing or I'm going to blow up, I might just choose not to say anything.
Do you know, I love the fact that you've applied these visuals. And the fact that you're offering a door out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we do think of anger, Eric, we think, well, that's something we can't do, or it's mm-hmm. all wrong.
Right.
It's not all wrong.
It's not all wrong.
As you continually push this idea that assertiveness is okay.
Yes.
But you don't have to be a powder keg and blow up, or a tea kettle and simmer, or the ember, living in anger all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a horrible state to be, especially for the Christian.
Right.
God promises us an abundant life.
That's right. It's damaging to your health as well.
Yeah, it just turns on you. And the Lord knew that. That's why he said, it's okay to be angry. Don't sin in the midst of your anger.
Right.
Can you be back with us tomorrow?
Yes, sure can. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it too. Until tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.